Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Hey, welcome back. It's Beamer in for Bowerly here on News Radio 930 WBEN. It is Tuesday. The sun's out again outside our Amherst studios. It was raining when I drove in. It was one of those weird, I get out of my apartment, go to my car, and put my sunglasses on. But by the time I'm, you know, half a mile from my apartment, the sunglasses are off because it started pouring rain. It was weird. But the sun is out again, and we are here with you. Talked about in the first hour, school security and, you know, my continued call to stop bickering, stop arguing, and, you know, come to some kind of common sense. We had Brian Del Porto on the first segment talking about security at schools. And, you know, I wasn't, someone's all over the text line saying, oh, Joe, you know, Western New York schools have this. And how could you say this? I didn't point out Western New York schools. I simply said that the Albany budget is big enough to where I don't want to hear people say, what about the cost? But I was talking really about every school in the country. You know, I don't want to hear anyone say, oh, what about the cost? I think that's an unacceptable response when talking about protecting our children. I don't think the cost is an issue. I think getting it done is the issue. And that was my point on that. Few other things before we get to something else. If you'd like to comment on it, phone lines are open at 803-0930, star 930. You do wonder, you know, I was during the break reading the New York Post article, and you do wonder what makes someone so angry that they not only want to take their own life, they want to kill innocent children before doing so. And, you know, we talk about the mental health aspect of things, and it's something that I think, you know, most people can't imagine having those thoughts. And I was reading the article, her last message to a friend of hers talking about, you're going to see me on the news. I just don't understand how you can get so angry, so upset that not only your life, you want to end your life, but you think before doing that to go into an elementary school or to any school and kill innocent children. I don't understand that mindset. I don't understand what makes someone so angry. It's, you know, and like I said, there are families today, the last thing they want to hear are politics bickering, politics arguing. You know, but that's what we get. And, you know, I look through these articles, I look through, and you think this with every shooter, right? What makes someone so angry? And especially you have shooters that are living at home with their parents. This woman, I think, was living at home with her parents. And, you know, you don't realize what's going on under your roof. You know, you don't realize that something's going on. You think back to the top shooter. His parents didn't know what was going on up in his room, that he was getting radicalized up in his room. You don't go and check in on him. Hey, what's going on? What are you doing today? You haven't gotten out of your room in a few hours. You know what I mean? After college, I was in my 20s, but I moved back in with my parents on and off throughout my 20s. And let me tell you, when I was living there, they knew what was going on, right? We had regular conversations. I wasn't just locked in my room. And I think if I was, even at the age of 28, if I was just locked in my room, then my parents would say, what's going on with you? You don't notice the change in someone's attitude? I think these are honest questions. I'm not just saying them the same. I think these are honest questions. You don't know what's going on under your roof? You've got someone that is clearly has issues, is online telling her friend that she is going to die today and that she's going to see it on the news. You see her walk out with a suspicious bag. You don't think to like open the door and say, hey, what's that you got with you? You know, hey, what's that you've got? You don't think to say anything. She's carrying a suspicious bag. She hasn't been out of her room. I don't know the mindset. I guess that's what I'm looking for. What's that mindset? I think most people, regardless of the age of their children, if they came back and lived at home, either in their 20s, 30s, however, if they were acting suspicious, they might say something. They might do something. They might try to stop something, right? I mean, I'm not saying to invade other people's privacy, but if you thought something suspicious was going on, you wouldn't walk into the room, right? Well, what do they spend so much time in this room for? What's going on in here? I don't know. That's my thinking, reading through all this. You know, it's just, to me, it's disturbing how after all of these things, there's clues that were pointing to it. There's clues that were pointing to the person was disturbed. There's the clues pointing to the person was dangerous. You know, it brings me back to the top shooter. There were clues that this person was dangerous. Shouldn't say person, this monster was dangerous. Threatening the school. Decapitating a cat. You're telling me you have no idea what's going on? You think to the top shooter, and you think how radicalized this guy was by just reading things online. And this monster drives 3 hours. You're telling me after decapitating the cat, after threatening the school, there were no alarms going off in the parents' head? There were no, hey, let me see what you're doing in there. Hey, where are you going? None of that? Let me see what you got in your car. I think a lot of questions can be asked. I mean, does anyone listening to me right now think of anything suspicious going on under your roof? Maybe you'd ask a few questions. Maybe you'd do a little search. See what the hell's going on. Know those thoughts are in their head. You have to know those thoughts are in their head. You have to know that something's not right. We don't know much about this Nashville shooter yet, but you go back to the top shooter and all the signs leading up. You're not checking things. You know, if I had threatened the school, if I had decapitated a cat, number one, I don't think I'd be allowed to get in my car and leave for any amount of time. But number two, I think there'd be a lot of questioning. I'm sure my room would be searched. I'm sure the computer would be taken out of my room. Now, I realized it was a different time. You know, most kids didn't have computers in their rooms when I was when I was that age. But you just, and we had a caller say this yesterday, you think more people would not just say, oh, well, that's a little weird. Oh, that, you know, maybe look into it a little more. And these are the things that were going through my head when I was reading about the final message that the Nashville shooter sent on Instagram to a friend of hers. And those are the things that I was kind of thinking about yesterday, and then this just reminded me of it today. But we'll continue to keep our eyes on this, obviously. Just a tragic situation. Like I said, it's become so common to the point where we could tell you exactly what happens, right? There's bickering, there's arguing, there's blaming both sides, and then we're on to the next thing. And that's really, really unfortunate. We'll go to Fred in the Falls before we switch topics here. Fred, thanks for hanging on.
Thank you. I'd just like to discuss the Democrats' agendas as pertain to everything that's happening here. They've got, from what I can see, three main agendas. The immigration thing, let everybody come in. Even if fentanyl comes in and kills kids, they don't care. All right? They've got this green agenda, which is explained. I read the book Fool Me Twice back in the Obama administration. All this money is going out to buddies of theirs, and then it's returned by campaign contributions. And over $500 billion a year is going towards this green stuff, solar panels, subsidies for cars and everything. That should be going to schools to protect our schools. President Biden has said he will not armor the schools. That tells me he doesn't care if kids die. That's what that tells me. If they care about kids, they would armor those schools.
Fred, I agree that the schools should be armed, and I agree with you, and that's why I said, hey, if the environment is your thing and that's what you want to campaign on, be my guest. But if you can find that kind of money for the environment and environment initiatives, you should be able to find the money to arm schools. And Fred, I do agree with that point. You should be able to find the money to arm schools. But that's, this is going to sound awful and insensitive, but I'm sorry. That doesn't get votes, right? You can't campaign on that. You can't campaign on we all came together and armed schools. I mean, I think you could. But apparently if you're all for the environment, if that's, where you want to put your money, again, power to you. But you can't tell me that you can find $400 million, $500 million in the budget for green initiatives, for environmental things, and then tell me you can't find the money to put armed guards in all schools across the country. I'm sorry. I don't think that's acceptable. And that's what I've been saying about that. 803-0930, *930. Obviously, as things come out, we will keep you updated right here on News Radio 930 WBEN. Like I said, I hate that this is something we have to talk about. I hate that it's a reality. I think that's one thing we can all agree on. It's awful that this is a reality in 2023. But as I said yesterday, instead of living in a fantasy land and thinking if we just ignore it, it'll go away. Or, I don't want the armed guards there because of the imagery. I think we should live in the reality, like we have to do. Live in the reality of 2023. And let's make sure schools are safer. Let's put the bulletproof glass in. Let's put the armed security in. Let's make sure that doors aren't getting propped open. That windows aren't getting left open. Let's make sure. Let's have a double check system. To me, those are all things that can happen now. I know it doesn't look good for a campaign ad. I know it's not something we can yell about on C-SPAN, but it's something that will protect our children, and it's something we can do now. That should be first and foremost. What can we do right here, right now? And unfortunately, this won't be the last we talk about it. But, I hope we see more armed guards at schools. I hope we see more focus put into protecting the schools and not ignoring the reality of 2023. The unfortunate reality, but the reality that we live in. So I appreciate your guys' phone calls and text on that over the last 2 days. Again, not an easy thing to talk about. And very unfortunate, very unfortunate. And obviously thoughts and prayers with the families of the six killed. And like I said, I think the best thing that can be done is to focus on protecting the schools. Now, when we come back, which I don't know why I'm saying that with 5 minutes left in the segment, but when we come back, I want to switch gears because there was something announced today, okay? There was something announced today by Apple. And I'm actually going to put some personal experience into this next topic because Apple has launched this buy now, pay later service. It's called Apple Pay Later. And it's gotten a lot of attention on social media. You know, and it's another avenue to put people in debt. And it's another reminder, you know, as someone who put themselves in a lot of debt at one point in his life, okay, as someone who can tell you how easy it is when you have that plastic in your pocket to just go and buy everything, you know, now living under the rule of if you don't have the money, don't spend it for the most part, unless it's an emergency. Right? We all have emergencies. A few weeks ago, my wife and I had an emergency with her car. But this Apple Pay Now, Buy Now, Pay Later system that they're putting on iPhones that will go into effect, I think, in June, makes me want to ask this question. I know we've done this topic before when it comes to finances, and we're going to add another part of this topic, so it's not all just this. But I want to know from you at 803-0930, *930, what do you use credit cards for? What, in your opinion, what is a credit card for? Because as Apple launches this, all I can see is something like this putting people in more debt, right? Because if you don't pay that off in the first month, right, then you've got interest piling up. You've got this balance sitting on this card. And most likely, you're probably going to add to it. Again, this is coming from someone who unfortunately has experience in doing that. But I want to know from you, 803-0930, *930. What, in your opinion, is a credit card for? Is it for emergencies? Is it for vacations? And tell me about your experience with credit card debt and putting yourself in credit card debt and how you finally got yourself out of credit card debt. And then I want to also put into that, what is success? We hear so much about success. Oh, that person's so successful. Look at their nice BMW. Look at their huge house, right? We all know the nice huge houses that you see and the nice cars parked in front of it. And we go, wow, that person must be so successful. When, yes, a lot of people are, right? A lot of people have built up success. A lot of people have worked their behinds off to get where they are. And some people are just pretending and living in debt. It makes me think of that commercial where the guy's skimming his pool and he goes, I'm into debt. I'm up to debt. I'm up to my eyeballs in debt. And sometimes you'll have people living in these huge houses, right? Wearing the expensive brand names, driving the expensive car, that if you asked them for $10, they wouldn't have it. I had a friend like that. Always wearing the expensive brand names. Always talking about these lavish parties he went to. Then when I got married, didn't have enough money to fly up here and attend my wedding. So we've all seen it. In your opinion, what is success? And looking at your own sacrifices to get to where you are in life. Events you had to miss. Maybe get-togethers, parties you had to miss because you were working hard to provide for your family, working hard to work your way maybe out of that credit card debt. 803-0930, *930. We'll get into that. We'll get into much more. It's Beamer in for Bowerly, keeping the seat warm for Tom Bowerly here on News Radio 930 WBEN. If you want to get on board, 803-0930, that is the number. It's also the Volkswagen of Orchard Park text board number. And we will talk with you after a update from Tom Puckett and a traffic update first of the afternoon with Alan Harris here on WBEN.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
For Bowerly here on News Radio 930 WBEN. Few topics for you to discuss this segment as Apple, yes, Apple, launches a buy now, pay later service in the U.S. And no, it's not pay now or buy now, pay later for Apple products. You know Apple Pay. Do I have to explain Apple Pay? If you have an iPhone, you can put, you know, pretty much anything in your wallet other than the cash in your Apple wallet. And, you know, at places that accept Apple Pay, you can use whatever card, your bank card, your credit card, and charge it that way. Well, there's also an Apple Card, and now, usually the Apple Card, in my experience, an Apple Card is if someone transfers you money via text, you can keep it on your Apple Card and use it Apple Pay. Now there's Apple Pay, Buy Now, Pay Later, and it is a loan service through Apple. So if you are at whatever store you like to be at, or maybe you're just on Amazon and you see something you want, but you don't have the money for it, you can apply for a loan between $50 and $1,000, and it can be used for online in-app purchases made on iPhone, iPad, and merchants that accept Apple Pay, which in 2023 is most merchants. 85% of retailers accept Apple Pay. So here's another way to get put in debt, right? And a lot of us are in debt, have been in debt, and learned, you know, some pretty ugly lessons of what happens if you just run up debt, be loans, be credit cards. You know, like I said, something that I unfortunately have experience in. And so I want to know from you, 803-0930, star 930, what do you think of something like this? Just easier to get a loan. And when do you use credit cards? What is your rule for credit cards? I know we talk a lot about budgeting. We've talked about this before. But what's your rule for credit cards? This made me think of that. And did you learn any lessons from being put into debt, putting yourself into debt, you know, how easy it is to run up something when it's not, when it doesn't have a limit, which you get what I mean, when it doesn't have, you know, when it's not the form of cash. You know, we talked about this a few weeks ago, how much more money someone will spend with a bank card when they don't see the cash actually going. You know, so many people, they have their debit card linked up to their bank, and they, you know, go shopping and they use that. And then they're surprised when they go check on their bank app later or they see their statement how much money they spent. Because, you know, it hits differently when it's not cash. And, you know, you get a paycheck on Friday. Maybe you go out Friday night or you go shopping on Saturday. And then on Sunday, you're looking at your bank account on the app and you're going, wait a minute, I spent how much money? It's common to do. It's why some people still use cash where they can, because it's a lot easier. It's also a lot easier to charge more when people aren't paying cash. Funny how prices go up when it's cashless. Anyway, 803-0930, star 930, if you want to talk about that. Then also, success. What is your definition of success? Would you say you are successful? You know, a lot of people, they'll drive by big houses. As someone who delivers a lot for a second job, you know, I deliver to a lot of big houses. A lot of people in big houses. It's interesting, though, not as much as you would think. But, you know, I deliver, and, you know, there are people who will tip a lot, right? You know, oh, they must be very successful. And then there'll be people in big houses, and you'll leave it there, and you get, you know, no tip or very little tip. And I think to myself, are they in debt up to their eyeballs like the commercial? But what is success to you? Some people attribute success to a fancy house, a fancy car, being able to wear brand names. Other people attribute success to, I was able to provide for my family, right? Yeah, maybe I didn't drive the nicest car. Maybe I didn't live in the biggest house. But I was able to provide for my family on a regular basis. I was able to take my family on vacation, put my kid through school. Maybe that's how you rate success. And, you know, you do it in an 08 Ford, right? Because, hey, it still runs. It still runs. That's my car rule. I will drive my car until it runs no more. But then you have some people, oh, I have to have the newest car. I have to get a new car every 3 years. And there's, you know, the other thing about that, live in a big house or not, we've all hit a point in the road where maybe we had to work more. You know, maybe we had to work our way out of debt. And yes, maybe we had to miss a party, miss a gathering, miss several gatherings to build our success. Right? Now, I am far from successful, in my opinion. I'm hoping to get there, right? Working at it every day. But, you know, I've always had this mindset. And hey, sometimes I've always thought that my work ethic is good, but the way I spend my money is where my problem is. And I think for a portion of my life, that was true. But, you know, when I first got my job here at the great WBEN, it was just as a board op. I was running tape on Saturday nights. Saturday nights, my senior year in college. But I gave things up, you know, hoping that I would be building myself towards something, and I hope that did play a part in it. But it is interesting the amount of people that want success to come and don't want to give anything up, right? They don't want to work anything more than an eight-hour work day. 8-hour work week. 8-hour work day, right? Oh, they don't want to work the second job that they might have to early on in their career. Or maybe in the middle of their career, right? Some people work a second job their entire life because they, you know, that fun money, that play money, that helps them enjoy life. There will be people who will say, I don't know why I haven't gotten anywhere, but they're the people that won't stay for overtime, right? They're the people that don't come in when maybe someone called in sick. They're the people that, hey, I have to have my weekends off, can't come in, sorry. You know, but they're the same people that will walk by someone, and, you know, or see someone in a BMW and say, oh, must be nice. But you see the person who's in the BMW who is actually paid for that BMW, right? Isn't charging their payments of the BMW. And that person probably at some point in their career put in a 15-hour workday, maybe even more. You know, that person probably missed a lot of events in their 20s and 30s, working their way up, building their success. And it's interesting, you know, I mean, who's successful? The people who, when they're needed, they'll work, right? I know someone in their 80s who built up probably one of the best local restaurants, probably one of the best restaurants in the country, if you ask me, but definitely one of the best local restaurants, built it up, and at 80-something years old, still is there every day. I would call that person successful. That person's still pulling the workday, still part of their business. But then you have some people that, you know, oh, I have my 4-year degree. Where's my 6-figure income? Right? They just want to land in a good job. They just want to graduate and be in a 6-figure salary. That's just not reality. And like I said, you get knocked down. Right? You get knocked down. You get fired. You get laid off. You get told you're not good enough. I bet every successful person was told at some point they weren't good enough. You'll never reach that goal. Maybe you should go into a different field. Boy, they do. They just worked harder. They put in more time. Unfortunately, some people will be told, no, you stink at this. And, you know, they'll let that defeat them. Just remember this. Michael Jordan did not make his high school basketball team. And look at Michael Jordan, probably one of the greatest, probably the greatest player of my lifetime. So I want to know, 803-0930, star 930, what is success to you and what isn't success? And maybe you were the person that tried to fake success at one point in your life. Buying the expensive things that you couldn't afford. Like I said, I had a friend like that. Love him dearly. But he would charge everything, right? He had to have the nice car. He had to have the designer name t-shirt that cost $80. I don't know why anyone would wear a t-shirt that cost $80. But he buried himself in debt just so people perceived him to be this rich, successful person. I don't understand why people do that, but now in his 30s, he's anything but, because he's working his way out of that debt. Just because in his late teens and in his 20s, he wanted people to think, wow, look at him. He's doing great. Look at all that money he must have. It is Beamer in for Bowerly, asking you the age-old question, what is success? And when do you use your credit cards? Apple Pay, now having this feature, Apple Pay Later, where if you see something at the store you like but don't have the money, you can take out a loan from anywhere from $50 to $1,000 and buy it now and pay for it later. Just another option, in my opinion, another way to put you in debt. And as someone who's learned the hard way, that debt that you think is nothing can pile up very quickly and get beyond out of control. And I think probably a lot of people have learned that, right? Unfortunately, it's a common mistake that people make, especially in their 20s, where you want people to think you got the money, Oh my gosh, look how much money this person already has in their mid-20s. But what was the lesson you learned, and how now do you use your credit cards? And again, back to success. And, I think this kind of goes into what I talked about with minimum wage. Remember, we talked about this a few weeks ago, where the state wants to raise minimum wage $21.25. I should be clear on what I was trying to say. $21.25. Let me actually, it sounded good, and then I realized that people can't see what I'm actually trying to say. $21.25 is what they're trying to eventually raise the state, or some lawmakers in the Senate want to do. Like I said, I think success, there's several paths to success. But anyone that you would think of as successful, anyone that's built themselves up, anyone that's built themselves up, they hit a rough patch. And I'm sure there was a time where they worked multiple jobs. Like I said, I'm the furthest from successful. Hopefully one day I get there. But there was a time where I worked three jobs. I was working three jobs. Why? Because I knew what I wanted to do. I knew the only way to get there was to work at it, number one. Number two, I needed money. So I threw another job in there. And again, hopefully eventually that can be my success story and my path to success. But we have so many people that just think because they graduated with a four-year degree or because they had an internship that they should be able to turn that around and make $80,000, $90,000 or six figures. That's not going to lead you anywhere. It's just going to lead you saying, well, I should be making more money. When we did the minimum wage show, I said, you shouldn't be saying, I need to be paid more money. You shouldn't be going to your employer demanding more money. You should go find more money. And if that means finding a new job, then that's finding a new job. But you shouldn't be saying to the state, I need more money. I deserve more money. Or to your employer. Like I said, maybe you do deserve more money. But if you're at a job that's not going to recognize that, if you're at a job that doesn't think you're worth it, what are you still doing at that job? Right? Go find the money. Don't expect just to walk into work one day and say, hey, we've been underpaying you. Here's an extra $30,000. No, if you think you're worth it and your job is not going to give it to you, don't write a letter to Sean Ryan. Don't think Albany's going to take care of it. You go take care of it. Go find more money. I know it's out of your comfort zone. It might be working another job. But go find that money, because if you are worth it, someone will tell you. You'll find someone willing to pay for what you're worth. But don't just think you're going to sit at your job, and one day you're going to get an email. We've been underappreciating you. Here's $30,000 more. That very rarely, if ever, happens. But there is a job out there that will appreciate you. There's a job out there that will pay you what you want. You just have to go look for it. And in the meantime, you might have to work a second job. You might have to give up a few nights to get the money that you need to get by, the money that you need to maybe have a little fun. I know We all want to work in this perfect world where we only work 8 hours a day, 40 hours a week, and that's it. But for most people, 62% living paycheck to paycheck, that's just not reality. And to get out of living paycheck to paycheck, yeah, you got to pick up a second job. You got to put in the extra work. You got to work overtime. Most successful people, most wealthy people, do not work 8 hours, 40 hours a week. They put in a lot more hours than that. What do you think? 803-0930, star 930. Beamer in for Bowerly. Back after this.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s?
It's better over here.
Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.